Am Telefon jetzt Peter Morgan, Professor am European Studies Programm an der Universität Sydney. Ich grüße Sie.
Ich grüße Sie auch. Vielen Dank für die Einladung.
In Deutschland drohen Neuwahlen, die ersten vorgezogenen in der Geschichte der Bundesrepublik.
Look, that's true, but keep in mind that that situation has come about partly because the Federal Republic has been much more willing in general over a long period to enter into coalitions, to cobble together workable coalitions in situations where in other countries, especially the Anglo-Saxon countries, it would come to, you know, a fresh election. So Germany has got this history of putting together coalitions in order to manage government, if you like. I mean, if you think about, you know, the great coalition just recently between SPD and CDU.
Warum klappt es denn jetzt nicht mit dieser Jamaika-Koalition?
Well, that's an interesting one too. I mean, the previous coalition was, of course, with the SPD, and the SPD really didn't gain anything much from that. They lost a lot of visibility and they lost a lot of respect. So this time around, and certainly with the change to Martin Schulz, this time around they have opted, and they are sticking to it evidently, not to go into a coalition, the sort of coalition that would in fact save Angela Merkel's political skin at the moment. Now, Merkel, of course, has been, since the election, has been trying to juggle together a coalition with the Greens and latterly with the FDP. But the latest news, of course, is that the FDP is not interested. And of course, these parties are relatively small, so it's quite a juggling job she's had on her hands, and it doesn't seem to be working at the moment. The
und
big sort of opposition party is not going into a coalition with her.
Ja, man könnte ja auch vermuten, dass, wie Sie sagen, Angela Merkel selbst als Person, als Kanzlerin in Gefahr ist, ihre Wiederwahl.
Well, certainly that seems to be the case. I mean, it's a little bit unthinkable after 12 years, and she's such a consummate politician. She always seems to manage something, to pull something out of the hat. So I suppose, to a certain extent, we're all watching to see what she's going to do. You know, we're all going to have our personal opinions on, you know, of disappointment or whatever, depending on what she does. In a way, given the situation in Germany, and more in Europe that rather than in Germany, the instability in Europe at the moment, to me, it would be in many ways a great pity if she didn't succeed. But there again, you know, I'm an external onlooker. I'm not in Germany at the moment. Mm-hmm. But it's certainly a possibility at the moment. She's sort of running out of options.
Letzte Frage. Also wenn es keine Neuaufnahme der Koalitionsverhandlungen gibt und keine Neuwahlen, sondern als dritte Möglichkeit eine Minderheitsregierung ohne die FDP, also nur die CDU-CSU und die Grünen gemeinsam. Aus australischer Perspektive, wo ja auch praktisch de facto eine Minderheitsregierung an der Regierung ist, was bedeutet das?
Well, for Angela Merkel herself, she's not used to that situation. She's certainly not happy about it. I mean, obviously she'll accept it if that's the only option. It's an interesting one, you know, CDU with the Greens. But there again, the German Greens have this remarkably pragmatic side to them as well. It's surprising, I suppose, what's happened with the FDP. But the FDP went through a pretty tumultuous time after Guido Westerwelle and really lost a lot of support. A minority government, it's certainly not ideal. Whether, you know, from the European perspective, looking at it across from the other side of the world, whether that loss of clear lines that will happen within Germany is worth it for the sake of the European stability that will come about as a result of Angela Merkel continuing on as Chancellor of the most powerful European economy, that's something that we'll see. I mean, certainly I can see a strong argument for that, but it's not a good time, I don't think, for Germany to lose a strong political leader like Angela Merkel, no matter what you think of her actual policies in some ways. I mean, she's not my cup of tea as a leader, but she's a superb politician and she's a superbly stable force in Europe, although, of course, one who has supported policies of austerity, etc., for Southern Europe and elsewhere, which are deeply unpopular. But she has given Europe, and I think just about everyone would accept that, a huge amount of stability in otherwise pretty unstable times.
Interessant. Vielen Dank, Peter Morgan von der Universität Sydney.
Bitte sehr. Thanks for the invitation.